It's a very special good afternoon, good evening, Sanbonani Dumelangabsheni Molweni, bonjour, Cape to Cairo, New Zealand, Abu Dhabi, wherever you are streaming us across the globe. Welcome to the special edition of Mjolo and Sex Podcast. Here speaking is your boy Mlungisi Impela, the most handsome 31-year-old on this side of the equator, the most handsome guy in the cheese cop. Yes, I'm rocking a beanie because my hair is a bit of a situation, but I today am not doing the show alone. I am doing the show with not one, not two, but three beautiful specimens of human beings. But the first, obviously, is the lady of the house, ever beautiful, ever shining, ever glowing, for the 50th time.
Oh, yeah.
Oshumi. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I am very excited.
I know, right?
My aesthetics.
We are in the happiest place on earth.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Excitement.
Before we have an orgasmic excitement and whatnot, we are broadcasting live from the G-Spot in Diepkloof, Soweto.
Yeah.
We are celebrating our 50th
episode.
Okay, wait. Yeah. Before we go,
we have to
have a toast.
Yeah,
we have to have a toast.
Do this properly.
Itula.
Yeah.
Itula.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Yeah.
Yes.
Cheers.
Yay. Too many more. Too many, many more. What we want many more is this, you and you to be highly interactive on our social media platforms. Talk to us. Today we are just checking out this beautiful shop. We're going to be soaking in the experience, and we want you to be part and parcel of everything that we're going to do. Oshumi, why are we here?
We've been talking about this store for a very long time.
Yep.
We have had the ladies on the show before.
Yep.
So today we thought, for our 50th,
yes,
let's do something special so that people can see, when we talk about the G-Spot, what exactly are we talking about?
Yep.
This is it, guys.
Yeah.
When we say the happiest place on earth, we are not exaggerating. There are so many toys. My mind is blown. I don't know what to choose. I want everything.
So luckily, we have to keep our hands in our pockets today.
Yo.
We are going to be tourists, call us sexual tourists.
Yeah.
And we're going to be taken through this experience, but the conversation is going to be split into two. Our first bit, we're going to be talking to Osma Tabo, who's going to be sharing a bit about the shop, the history, the successes, and why this G-Spot is located in Soweto. And then later on, she's going to be telling us a bit about which sex toys do you and you need to purchase to enhance and to make the bedroom exciting. So, again, once again, be highly, highly interactive with us on our social media platforms. Mm-hmm. Send us the questions. Hashtag us. We are on our 50th episode. So, let's talk to the ladies of the house.
Yes, Osmata.
Welcome to Mjolo and Sex Podcast.
Thank you again and again and again. Again, you guys are no strangers.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
No, absolutely. Like, we feel not at home.
We are.
I feel at home here. Exactly. Like, this is
home. This is and amazing. Welcome, guys. And this is exactly like how it should be.
It should be.
Your G-Spot is a very warm, comfortable, and inviting space.
We should be. We're very, very.
No, yay.
There are no dogs, but they're very, very special toys.
Yeah. No, very special toys, yes, but just a warm and inviting environment.
Absolutely.
Where you can feel free to explore your sexuality.
Mm-hmm.
Feel free to, explore who you are, what you want from you first, and then obviously then with a partner, if you so choose.
Absolutely. Talk to us, I mean, let's talk about the space, right?
Yeah.
You have two shops,
yes,
right? But I'm more interested in this particular one because we are here.
Yeah.
You like Jay-Z, you could have chosen to be anywhere in the world.
You could have gone to the north.
But you decided to be slam bam in the hub and in the heart of Soweto.
And next to a taxi rank.
And next to a hospital, mind you. And a hostel. And
I suppose the question is why Soweto?
Exactly.
Because there was, G-Spot is now 3 years. Eh?
Wow.
So in this location, in Soweto, and the new one in Omonde is 6 months old.
Okay.
So this will remain the flagship store.
Okay.
Soweto chosen by purpose. Eh?
Okay.
It was not, we could have gone anywhere else. Guys, we are sexual beings.
Yes.
And have always been. But Nosina, a place similar to this previously.
That's true.
So
that's
it's
true.
An offering where a need has always been. For our people travel very out. You said, why not the north?
Yeah.
Because you travel out to the north.
Yeah.
Yes. Go to whereas, town even.
Yes, yeah. So you travel out, whereas you can find something that's closer to you, where people speak your language. I think that's the most important thing. Or you can walk through the store. You don't have to explain yourself in English, but you can talk to someone in a language, which makes things a lot more comfortable. People are able to open up because there's no barriers against to entry then. We do not judge you. We do not ask, okay, so you're going to buy this thing so big. Oh, all this everything is for what?
Yes. Yeah.
That's not our purpose. Yeah. That's not what we're about. We're much, much, much bigger than that. We sell dildos, but our purpose is much bigger than just selling dildos.
I mean, let's talk to the purpose, right? 3 years in.
Yeah.
How has the experience been? How have you been received in Soweto?
Mm-hmm.
And you obviously had a purpose when you started this shop.
Mm-hmm.
How far are you in terms of fulfilling that purpose? And if you have, what are some of the highlights of that purpose?
So coming in, really a bit of testing the waters.
Yep.
Because I said it's a new offering, so we're not exactly sure how would it be received.
Yeah.
But from day one, the Soweto market and surroundings have been very, very receptive to the offerings. We have not had any negative feedback so far, touch wood. So we must be doing
something.
We must be doing something right.
Yeah.
In that we have not had any negativity. It's been positive.
Yeah.
I think 99% of the time it has been positive.
Absolutely.
We are obviously going to get the 1%, but it's service related, which we are always improving on. I mean, that's one thing that you're not going to lack on. It's our service, and there's you walking through more and not being othered.
Yeah.
We made you feel some type of way.
Yeah.
You guys are here. Remember, there was an older gentleman that was very comfortable to walking around, even with you guys here. Yeah? It's like, okay, it is okay. I am allowed to be me. I am allowed to explore. I'm allowed to service my need.
Okay. Before we bring Uspivana to take us through the shop, because we cannot wait, I think Oshumi, we just want to...
You can see the pink, fluffy fairy.
We want to be everywhere. But before we bring her in, I just want to talk to your... How do you think... I mean, 3 years you've been in, you probably have a good dipstick in terms of where we are in terms of as a... Yeah, I know. Pun intended. I know, right? I know. I know. So
okay, barometer.
Barometer.
Yeah.
So how far do you think we are as a country in terms of embracing our sexuality? Last week, we had Utiva Amstel.
Yeah.
We were talking about sexuality in the podcast.
Yeah.
How far do you think we are in terms of embracing our sexuality within... such an environment.
To build on this question, also, women, specifically black women, are we embracing our sexuality better than our mother's generation? Or are we still a bit shy? Do we still think it's taboo, the way we were taught?
Yeah.
It's a journey. Obviously, I mean, with every new generation, things are going to look different to the previous. We must just obviously acknowledge that.
Yeah.
But anything sexually orientated, especially for us as black people, still remains a journey. We've got embedded histories, guys, that you're coming with. That put a lot of hampers and barriers to how we could possibly be.
Yeah.
So it's like those coming after us, obviously, yes, guys, they'll be like a lot more open and
liberal.
And they are. So something it's on a continuum, and it will keep evolving.
Yeah.
So different to where we were, no, absolutely. I don't think to our mothers now they do buy. Yes, we've got an older audience.
Older
women that do come, that do buy. The security needs are different.
Well, Mother's Day just got interesting.
Mother's Day just got
a bit interesting.
Yes, no, absolutely. And it will continue to, as long as you're open-minded about that and not saying, guys, this is... I see the lot of Satan in
inverted commas. And that's just it, what you just said. being open-minded.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because before, walking into an adult store, you would first check around to see who's
watching.
Yeah,
yes.
You know? But now you can walk in freely, yes, without having to...
I mean, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Remember, Kira, it's also special orientation. It's not everyone,
yeah,
that's going to be on that same wavelength and thinking like you do. And we have to be accepting of our differences.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that we are diverse. If you're open to it, no, absolutely. There are places like this one which are receptive to what you're wanting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But others will continue to be, you know, we're trying to keep people boxed, mm-hmm, in, or to making it seem like... You didn't come here by sex.
Yeah.
Of course, this is how you came here.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. Pun intended again.
No, yeah.
Yeah. This is how you came here.
Yeah, but yeah. No, but absolutely.
Yep.
Yeah. So if other people here choose to delve or to experience with it differently, it does not make them...
Any less.
Any less.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, okay, we're going to do like a football. We're going to substitute now. We actually now. Spivan has been sitting on the bench.
She's ready.
We are changing. We're changing things. We are not changing you from still being interactive with us.
Please want
you to continue to interact, send questions, comments. We love them. But now we're going to be actually now delving and walking through the store.
Yeah.
And shopping for you. What are we suggesting that you need to get?
Like when I walked in here earlier, ne?
Yeah.
I was so confused.
Yes.
Yes.
I wanted everything.
You can have everything.
You can have. You can have it all, darling.
Everything, because they literally have everything for everybody.
Yeah.
That's what I love about it. Even things that I didn't know.
Yeah.
Some of these things I'm like, what it goes
that?
Where?
Yeah.
We're gonna come there. I see something like a thermometer.
Yeah. Like, why does this thing have a thermometer? Like, what? Do we need to measure how hot it is in the bedroom?
There's something that looks like a very funky cold ice cream cone.
It's so exciting.
It is. So, but now Spivan is actually gonna. We're waiting for Spiv. Spiv.
I'm here.
You must come tell us about the delicious things. Yeah.
Don't worry about the lighting. Don't worry. Once again, guys, it is our 50th episode. We are really celebrating and embracing our sexuality. We have been doing that for the past 50 years.
Four episodes.
Oh, yeah. Guess who's back?
Yes.
Keep us a Soweto no khala.
Represent.
Steve, welcome to Joel and Sex Podcast.
Thank you for having us, or having me again.
Okay. So, walk us through this experience. What can you offer for us? And
I'm an undernand.
Yes, we are like kids in a candy store now.
I feel like one of those ladies on those very loud ads.
Yeah.
Are you tired of?
Yeah. How about?
But before we delve into that, I actually went onto your website,
mm-hmm,
and I think, you know, there's probably, before we delve into the different things that are there, there's obviously a perception that these things obviously are expensive.
Mm.
You know, so how do you project and promote sexuality whilst also ensuring that you do not harm the pocket in these very tough economic
times?
Yeah,
I was about to say.
And make people keep coming back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay, so... Like with everything, there's a variety of everything, from
yes,
the smallest things and how to introduce. So like you need to start people small, you know. So I want us, when we're going through the shop, to start with the small things and then go to the extravaganza.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We don't want to shell shock people first and then you know. So there's a new system that has been introduced in the shop. So we're saying to you, if you feel khoripotla, yabo, is a bit too tight, there's a pay flex option, you know?
Oh.
So you can pick it and you can have it in 4 months installments, you know?
Oh.
With no interest.
Lay by.
Yes.
Oh, I'm going to do that.
So you can lay by shop at Toya How. You pay like your first installment and then the next month in 4 months.
Oh, I'm doing that.
So that's one way to saying we still would like you to have some pleasures.
Yes.
We still want you to play, but play responsibly as well.
Late gratification.
I like it. All right. We are in the store now. We are here. Where do we start with?
Okay, because we are closer to this side.
We have to start with the thermometer. Like,
yes.
I have to ask.
For those who are checking us, there is something called a love pump. I do not know if it pumps uthando kamampela.
Listen,
or
okay.
What is the love pump? Tell us about the love pump.
Okay, so more is a dual purpose toy.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
So remember our we an adult store, sex store, right?
Yep.
But with sexuality, there are other issues that could possibly arise. Ne?
Okay.
Guys who suffer from erectile dysfunction.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. So pants are very useful in terms of helping with.
I see.
Erectile dysfunction.
Oh.
Other people feel that their manhood is a bit
it's
of
not
a smaller
big enough.
Side.
Yes.
So through continuous use, it's not a wake up tomorrow and then you have grown 5 inches. Ne? Through continuous use, it helps with those things. But primarily, ne, for the medicinal purposes, is to help with erectile dysfunction.
Absolutely.
Which is, believe it or not, a big issue.
Yeah. So think of that thermometer and the pressure.
And then the pressure. So there's obviously different types of them.
Okay.
Both thermometer, yes, I get it, it's a gauge that checks how much have you done. Do you need to decrease or increase?
And the blood stream.
So that's the thing, yes. But remember the blood flow. I get it, the blood flow is
the key
thing. So that's what it helps with.
I'm gobsmacked. You know, we. Jokes aside, on a serious note,
yes.
Right? Erectile dysfunction is real, right?
It's a big issue.
I think we did a piece on www.dailysun.co.za/mjolo. We did an extensive piece on erectile dysfunction. And
so this could come in.
Yeah, it really is a thing, and you know, it's quite refreshing to. I was shocked because I did not know. But now that I know, I think this is quite profound.
Yes.
That there are things to help. And I think another thing, Amachita, we need to get this thing out of our head is this thing of if we need help, we need to call for help.
Yeah. And you're not alone.
Exactly.
There's so many people. That's why coming into the shop and actually having open conversations, Namachans, or with people that you know, you know what, these people can actually help you so that you can be able to say, okay, you know what, I think I need to use X and Y so that it can help you see where free flowing.
All right, pump us into other things.
Okay,
yes.
okay. Most def. Okay, so these are my favorite. These are my favorite babies, ne?
Okay.
And the reason why I say this is because there's more of the couples to it.
Okay.
So there's different types. So this is... Yes, this is a cock ring.
Oh, that one.
Okay.
Yes. So there's different types of these cock rings. So this one vibrates. So.
Oh, I know.
The
Okay. Okay.
Bye.
Yeah. So you get the donut one, but what they actually do is they literally just hold up everything. So. You don't come easily, yabo.
Oh,
like, take time to know me, yabo. But also, there's pleasures with the female as well, because there's the interaction between the two of you.
Yeah.
So, with the vibrating one, there's even the bunny ears.
Okay.
So, I feel it, he feels it, we all feel it, we sing one harmonious song, yabo.
I
always recommend these to the gents or to couples.
This is the best anniversary gift ever.
Absolutely.
Like,
this is what I start with. Yes.
Chocolate, this is a great anniversary gift, to be honest.
Can men get some rings too? I mean,
you know what I mean? Put a ring on it.
Hello.
Okay. before I commit myself to this, I mean, quick question. We obviously, you know, when we speak about things that vibrate, right? I think when we go into the bedroom, I think part of the negative stigmas around sex toys is that vibrating thing that we're not accustomed to. How do we gradually introduce vibrating things into the bedroom?
I think we start small. So you'll start with probably like your normal donut cock ring.
Yeah.
And then once we have the hang of it, then we start introducing the smaller nyana segments with that vibrate.
Mm-mm.
So you start everything in small segments, in small pockets to say, no, it's okay, I'll hold your hand, but we need some vibrating effects. Not necessarily, but just as an enhancement. Remember, it doesn't take away anything.
Mm.
It doesn't remove anything. It's just an enhancement for pleasure's sake, for two people, you know?
And so what I like is earlier, I saw a couple walk in here together.
which I thought was
absolutely
beautiful.
Refreshing. Yeah,
yeah, you know, like they're doing this because they know it's going to benefit the both of them.
Absolutely, absolutely, guys, G-Spot Soweto, Deep Groove,
Sila, location.
What else do you have for us?
And we've got the sleeve.
Not the exam sleeve, I guess.
No. A penis sleeve.
Thank you.
Let me call it proper. A penis
don't
sleeve.
Don't you have the one with the spikes?
Ikona.
Ikona.
Everybody's body is here.
Okay.
There's even the one that vibrates as well. Okay. So you see, we gradually start small with, here you go. And these are like easy to clean, so you just like look at warm water, like and then take clean and your grand sibamnandi,
yeah. You control it, yeah.
Yeah, and just lots of lube, and then all is well in the motherland.
This one looks interesting.
Yeah. Trust me to think this one is interesting. Trust her to think that one is interesting. I mean, when we talk about cock ring sleeves and that sort of thing,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
We touched on a conversation earlier with Osmatab about the patriarchal system that we're sort of moving away from in terms of sexuality and sexual gratification as far as male and females are concerned, right? How do we... I'm thinking my uncle would bash this, right?
quick fast
in a hurry. Yeah. So how do we embrace them? How do we, without coming across offensive,
much.
You know? Because remember we talked about erectile dysfunction not so long ago. It might feel like it's in sort of, for lack of a better word, an indictment to that.
Mm.
So how do we gradually introduce slide into the bedroom.
How do I tell my new partner that, listen, yeah, I've got a special drawer.
Yes.
Open.
The red room of...
Behold, you know, how do I then say to him, you know, this is what I'm all about. Can we...
try it out.
Yes, how do you bring that up? Especially in a new relationship.
Will you take it... You were talking about the uncle.
No,
speak about the uncle.
It's also it's a subjective response that I'm giving.
Yeah.
So it should not work for everyone. But I think it starts with exactly what you were saying. It starts with the conversation.
Yes.
Okay, if you're saying, okay, so new partner, we don't know each other that well, but I have got preferences, sexual preferences, which I would like to explore with you. Mm. How do you feel about it?
Yeah, I love that.
It starts with conversations.
So, what is your take? How do you feel about it? And then see to how it grows on from there. They might say yes or no. It might, it can go either way.
The vibration.
But I think the important thing
guys are actually more into
it. I think before anything else, guys, it's a conversation. Yeah. Because you can't just bring this thing
yes.
up.
Yes. So you'll also gauge with your partner, would say, oh, mundonjani, and what makes him tick and so forth. So gradually into the relationship, I mean, you won't just jump on to the sex toys and whatnot.
Yeah.
You are comfortable with the sex toys and what you use. However, you are bringing someone new into this space of yours. Mm. So how do you get the two to meet? So you have the conversations, you know. Mm. You'd be like, yo, baby, and I saw this sex shop, you know.
Yeah.
So you start small. Then, you know. And you'll probably maybe just bring like my handcuffs and say, Guti.
Oh yes, I saw
that.
Or the whip.
Yes. We got
whip. Soft,
yeah, it's gentle.
It's so soft. I thought it would be like hard and painful. It's so soft.
We are being deceived by what we see out there.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So that's why I always encourage people to actually come into the shop so that they can actually feel
together.
Yes.
I saw this earlier and I was like, oh.
And it's so beautiful,
Mama,
hey.
It's so soft.
And it's nice and tiny, like it rides. There's too much going on now.
I think before anything, but you also have to be cognizant that you're of the fact that not everyone is going to be like you. So what works for me is not necessarily going to work for the other. And well, I think for them also, it could be a case of, okay, come, let's walk in.
Let's just see.
See you exploring, and then there's Koketso, Utato, Ospiva. Ne? Well, guys, what does this do? It's a, this is the bulk of our daily activities. It's people saying, well, how does this work? What is
it's a learning curve.
I assume this comes with the keys,
it's
right?
It's a learning curve, of course. So
you're just checking.
I don't want to be caught. I've always had this negative perception with handcuffs. I can be under. Like, I mean, we're talking about these things loosely. I mean, we've just explored three different sexual toys. I mean,
yeah.
So how much are we looking at in terms of price range for everything? We touched on the cock rings. We touched a bit on the.
Well, they all vary actually. Yeah. They vary.
So we've got different price points, and we try to cater for the mass.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you get your entry level toys, which are not as expensive as
like 100 bags, 150, 200. Yeah. I mean, so this is 100 bags.
Yes, exactly. So we try and cover the spectrum, and also given our location, we have to be mindful of the pricing structures and what people are able to
and the demographic, obviously,
to afford or not. So we've tried to make the pricing as broad as possible. So if you're looking for premium toys, of course, you've got. You can pay 3,000 for a toy.
Like a clit stimulator.
Or you can spend as little as 50 rand.
Touched your heart.
Like your.
It made your heart do this.
Like which one? The G-string singing magic.
Yes.
Oh! Yes. Yes. Oh.
Okay. I mean,
yes. Birthday's coming up. In case
when is your birthday?
On the 27th.
In the last. So, your partner can connect with you.
Date nights. From I actually recommend it. Yeah.
Oh.
There's lash.
So
that
comes with the remote.
Yeah.
So
Ubaba can connect with you from anywhere in the world.
Bluetooth.
Ooh, there's also that one.
Yeah. So there's lash two, and then you've also got the lash three. So literally from anywhere. It's app based. So they connect.
Also, you have to download the app.
So no Ubaba nga ya Hong Kong.
Now I'm keen. You know, this is.
You wanna hold?
There's also that. Like, anyway,
what about
that other one?
So it's a similar toy.
Which one?
The one with the remote, no egg.
Oh,
the
egg, definitely getting
the egg with the remote.
Oh, the egg one. Yeah.
Oh, that one and that other one as well.
Oh yes.
Both of them.
Oh, so but the eggs are a thing, hey?
Yeah. So these are lovely couple toys, no? And they're also. It's 400 bucks, guys.
550. Okay. So it's not so bad. So plus there's pay flakes, right?
Yes. So this goes inside.
Mm.
It's an egg. Yeah,
it goes inside you.
So again, so one of these toys, Nelly also one thing
about that one also has a remote.
Yes.
So another good thing then about toys.
I have to be busy.
Please
open. Okay, I've got two.
Let me open for you.
I can't open. So again, dual purpose. It's a toy. But it also works on strengthening the vaginal muscles.
Yes. Pelvic flow.
Pelvic floor.
Yes.
Again, that you must always be doing. So eggs help with that. So this goes.
Oh,
it's a bullet.
Inside. Yep. You. When a partner.
Oh, stop it for me.
Like you're sitting at the car wash.
So you got remote. Okay, the batteries are not input.
Yeah, they're there.
So Gwena there with your partner, and then when she moves, then wachencha.
You know. but it's you know, you jumped onto a conversation I thought we were going to have towards the end of the cast, right? When we're talking about, you know, this is really futuristic,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
In its approach, because we live in a very busy world. We're not always sexually available to our partners, you know, and this is really, it's really refreshing to find, you know. I'm thinking this I can put in the review on my car, yes. And somebody just thinks
it's an air freshener.
But
you know,
but how much would this go for?
This is 400.
Wow.
No, obviously it's not the same like the Lush model.
So this one has got a range.
You can put it on your underwear.
On the underwear. But this also has a range, ne? In terms of the distance. Okay. So anything that is app based, it covers a wider range. So more this wasn't such a factor, but you can't be go kawashi and then she's at home. Not your average
lipstick.
But
okay.
If you're going more, so if you go,
look at this.
Who's talking? Hey.
And then it's a bullet.
Yeah, of course.
Yes,
and it's very powerful.
It does.
It's very powerful. It's just that it's not.
Like I can just put this in my bag.
Yes, Philip Steak.
And then when I'm bored for meeting, I just go into the bathroom and then.
Yes.
Come on, get happy. Yes.
So meetings are going to be very forthcoming now.
Even this. Let's quickly charge it.
Even this on your own in a meeting.
Oh, that is so sexy.
Let's quickly charge it. Where's the box?
And I love the packaging.
It's gorgeous, isn't it?
I had to show this to you.
I had to.
Oh, that is so sexy.
Let me charge it for you quickly.
This is why I said I was confused when I walked in here. Because now I want everything.
Can we charge those quickly?
Bosses, ne?
When you see the happy faces here and the smile.
Okay.
Yeah.
Some of these things are responsible.
We need happy environments. Happy like
now I want everything.
So, what secret centers are coming? Secret center time now.
Christmas gifts?
So, hey.
Birthday's loading.
I say, my birthday.
Colleagues,
if you want to see more happy faces
in the office.
Y'all know where the store is now, so...
There's two.
Surprise me.
So if they can't come to the hood, they can go to
Amonde. They can go online. And
surprise
also online.
Me. Surprise
also
me.
Online. We also have got an online store.
Absolutely.
Where we deliver anywhere in South Africa.
Hear that?
So, anywhere in the country.
The meeting, on the meeting agenda, there's going to be very, very different matters arising.
Now, Secret Santa, I have to ask, what is your bestseller?
The best sellers would be the cock rings.
Okay.
Vibrators.
The vibrators, obviously.
So the remember we cover a wide spectrum, guys.
Not even
and the strap-ons, yes. We've got your lovely strap-ons here.
Yeah.
Remember we're catering for everybody.
Yeah.
And we also
we've got
have
the LGBT
for guys.
Yes.
Okay, can I get it for myself?
What's that?
Yeah, so a strap-on for guys, yes.
Yeah.
So, yes, you can.
And you can do some pegging. Choice of words.
You absolutely can. And there's nothing wrong with guys wearing strap-ons.
Yeah.
It does not mean that
Okay.
So, Mama, thank you guys. I'll keep harpering on to the dual purpose of toys.
Yes.
So, toys, the sex toys, but they also serve other purposes. Again, strap-ons for guys does not mean that you're gay if you're wearing
a strap-on.
Yes. Only people, again, that suffer from where we started, erectile dysfunction. Remember, this thing is a sturdy, hard thing that can satisfy your partner for much longer than a flaccid penis can. Only guys that enjoy pegging guys.
Yes.
And it does not make them gay. They just appreciate or like anal sex. Una lip strap ons that a female can wear. It's a double dildo.
Yeah, it's a double dildo.
I'm trying to know.
You're thinking about it,
like, both.
And then there's this one as well.
Both.
Oh, that looks dangerous.
This is for our
what
lesbian
kind of
couples.
Mass destruction that is.
Remember we've got a lesbian community.
So this is like a lesbian community,
lesbians have got
it's double ended
with vaginas.
Oh, I thought maybe like you can
dislocate
it here or something.
No, so we've got
two
people.
So one on the one end and the other one
on the other end. And then
and
they're both
fun.
Stimulating
themselves simultaneously. All there was to know about.
There's a lot. We learn every day.
No.
We learn every day.
I do not know anything. This is an education.
Yes.
Wow.
Well, yeah, so same like
well, yeah, you know, I thought you would tell me that
bad guilt are the best no, hence I'm saying so. Okay, I'm always going to say it depends. I know it's a very ugly response,
yeah.
But the response that it depends on who's looking for what.
Mm-hmm.
It depends on who.
So it can't just be a standard thing to say this is the top five bestseller.
Yeah, yeah.
Because there's a variety of humans and
there's standard things that you can't. That That's you always have to have.
Ruby.
Yes.
It doesn't.
So you need to always have. It's got the sanctioning thing. That thing at the bottom.
So yeah. You can plug that anyway.
You can plug it on
the floor, on your tile, in the shower.
Oh,
and then you just
you can
work,
practice, you
work,
can practice
work.
On top of that.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the best, actually.
Oh, okay.
Mine is black.
standard things. Okay. Obviously, we're a sexist, so we obviously
yeah.
have to have vibrators. Vibrators will always be there.
But
there's different types of vibrators
yeah.
also.
I like the fact that you guys
let me bring
for,
a few.
For everybody.
Yes.
That it's not just your normal heterosexual couple.
No.
You guys cater for everybody.
That's
I like
not,
that.
That's not. That's something.
You know,
sexuality is much
which
broader
one?
Than...
Yeah, it's
then male, female,
yeah,
or vagina and
yeah,
penis,
it's
much broader than that.
Yeah.
Like one.
So that's
oh.
something, even, but, even among
wow, this is the new
vagina
salad.
And
I saw
penis,
these.
We also experience it differently.
Yeah.
Maybe
oh,
you don't know,
yeah,
maybe I am
give me the one with
bisexual.
Because
at least
got the rabbit ears, plus the
yeah.
so.
That's
and then only people right.
Ooh,
that enjoy
the mini wand.
Anal sex, others enjoy both. So it's quite diverse.
Why does this come with the remote?
Because it vibrates. So that...
You love anything that vibrates, na? Yo, you should see your smile right now. So you'll probably also be in love with this one.
Vibrates.
This is the one.
Oh, it looks like a massager.
Yeah, it actually
oh,
was
yeah.
a massager. This is
oh,
like
yay.
the oldest.
Vibrates.
Yes.
Yeah.
So this initially, like long ago, like in the what,
it
was used as... Here you go, baby. Something that vibrates.
Something, yeah.
You want to touch it?
And then, like different.
And then I can control the
yes.
control. Yes.
So you just put it on.
And this is also a couple toy, ne? I think just for females.
Yay. Oh, I know.
Yes. Well, Secret Santa, Christmas present.
Are you taking notes?
Coming, like, so, your partner. Yeah.
I love the one.
In
your head,
like,
properly. it's a massage, yeah. Okay.
Vibrators are not only for females.
Yes.
Luena, as a male or a person with a penis, can also use a vibrator, believe it or not.
Oh.
I am sitting in a classroom of amusement.
Yes.
I am learning.
I am in the happiest.
Okay, it's something like this, hey. Your partner can connect through
the app.
Through
yeah.
Yes.
And then play with you from anywhere. And then when now you can also then.
Kirikilo shop right. What a kimi line.
Date night. How are date night? Hey, oh, how can shop right?
I want to ask you one again. These boardrooms. When after the break. Please look at your people and just to find out why they're here.
Now I know why.
You
see people laughing, baliwane.
Yeah.
It's because they're feeling all kinds of.
So there's everything in there,
Baba.
Copies,
so
more.
There's
pearls.
And then they call it the cute baby vibrator. That is so adorable.
It's the name, ne?
For guys, no, but mama lang ne. But guys,
this is not looking cute.
This thing is very cute. Open it. It's very cute.
Let me open it for you.
Oh my God. Stressful as is. Yeah,
I don't know.
That's
true.
Extremely stressful.
We're going through a lot.
So
yeah.
So if you can have a bit of release, nyana, or a
yay.
Happy
some juice, nyana.
What could possibly be wrong with that?
Let's talk to the app.
Ding, ding, oh. ding. Check the pearl. Ding, oh. ding, ding, ding.
Ding, ding. Okay, this is apps. Okay.
It is, right?
It's cute.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's cute. And it's very funky.
And it's got rabbit ears. So maningi ama functions la maningi.
I mean, I was talking to the applications, and I saw you also had games before. I mean, games as well.
Yeah.
Are we
Why are we just walking around?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm thinking.
That's what I was saying.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, why are we.
Like so much.
Okay.
So much.
Yeah, guys, come. Follow.
Oh, yes. This is what Busi spoke to us about the last time she was on the show. Yeah, the pills that you can drink.
So there's enhancers for males.
These are for the women.
Yeah. So the
how long do they work?
So
if I drink this now,
yeah.
How long am I gonna feel it?
So it can. Remember, body types are different.
Yeah.
But the standard, again, like just working on a continuum and standard, where it can stay in your system for maybe up to 72 hours. Not that you're going to be horny all the time.
Yeah. But I'm gonna be ready.
Activated, then the thing will come to work.
Are there side effects with these things? Because you always have to be sort of.
So there's we cannot offer medical advice. That's number one disclaimer. We're not doctors.
Yeah.
We're not medical professionals.
Yeah.
If you've got underlying health issues, best to always consult your doctor first.
Yeah.
Before you want him to take any enhancers. But these are herb-based,
okay.
So we don't sell anything that is medical grade.
Oh, I see.
So in being herb-based means that they are safer,
okay.
They are not scheduled, so they are safe to take care of normal and inverted commas people.
I see. Okay.
Obviously, we always... So enhancers for males are a big thing.
Yes.
So we cannot not have... enhancers for
me. Yeah, yes.
The coffee is the tea.
Something
that I saw
when I walked in.
All right.
What caught your eye?
The body paint.
You see, and it's harmless, yeah, but so it's the small things
for
that
those
you can
who like to use their tongues.
Yeah.
Nice and delicious in your mouth.
Yeah.
Literally delicious.
So imagine on a Friday evening and like you're saying, you're not doing the streets. You are doing Netflix and chilling, you know? Oh, yeah, it's a game now.
I'm not playing games here, man.
Literally.
Games.
And I love the name of the game.
All right, guys.
Monogamy.
Yeah.
So, guys, this is what just jumped to and caught my attention, right? So nina ni chayela bo monopoly.
Sina singa petani.
Sina sizala umonogo mi.
Yeah.
Talk to us about this game. How popular is it? And I think I was touching on it when we were sitting on the other side. How are we moving into this gamification? Because everything is moving into gamification.
Yes.
Education. Is this also a form of that as well?
Yeah, it is. If you think about it, when we're saying we're trying to introduce the small things to your partner, this is the best way to do so. You know, you can start with amadice. You can start with the body pains. So you start small, and you're going to and you learn different things because there's the card games, and it'll say. So now that we are on we are licking now, we are nibbling, we are doing all these things. So it forces you to literally interact with your partner and use your tongue, you must use your ear, you must use your toes. You literally use each and every part of your body.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Like this is the perfect tool or toy to explore
yes,
your body.
To come about.
Yes, to explore your partner's body.
All right, Kobe, you're going to read one. Man. I'm going to read one. So
okay.
Here's mine.
Start.
Or to introduce, as you said, but one maybe part of the conversation of, so how do you introduce these things to your uncle and
you bring such.
Maybe uncle could be receptive to, okay, let's do
game. It says, pamper me, run a bath, and whilst they relax in the bubbles, you can read to him or her from their favorite mag or book.
You see? It's not harmful.
Oh, it's so
small, small.
So beautiful.
Small, small.
So this red one says,
yeah.
Oh, man.
Naughty note. Tease your partner with your mouth and tongue.
Mm-hmm.
But for every noise they make, they get a naughty spank.
Yes, put that
up. Hello.
I see. I love this classroom. I love it.
So yeah, this is the card game.
Oh,
so read another one.
Is so nice. Okay, this one says, take a seat.
So I can't even stop the guy.
Yeah.
Take a seat. It's your turn to give her oral, but you lie down while she straddles your face.
Yes.
Continually change your technique, speed, and pressure.
suck, kiss, bite her. She let you know what she likes. I got
small intro.
When you play this game, yeah, make sure the kids are asleep.
No, 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 kids are grandma.
Yeah. But you know what I love about this, right? We normally have alcohol games, ping pongs, and that sort of thing. And those things really, really are not gratifying by nature. It's good to have things which
like
where we can be intimate,
I like
right?
You can play these kind of games with your partner.
Yeah.
Just the two.
So the white is the soft ones,
and then the red.
You gradually.
Oh, so you build.
Yeah.
Dice
so if it's the yellow, then you take out the yellow.
Okay, let's yeah. The so camera guys put is taking.
This is amazing.
Sir.
Like this game, guys. Valentine's Day.
Yes.
Okay. Roll it. Alright, our camera guy wants us to roll the dice just once. Let's just roll the dice.
Roll it
once.
So
it's on. It's on pink.
Yeah.
The dark
right.
pink.
Okay, let's do it one more time.
One more time.
It's on pink
again.
Is it on that one?
Yes. All right. So let me read what it says. Baba Sendini uzoyifunda.
Okay.
Yes, Baba Sendini. Iti. On the next shopping trip, can you have a secret quickie in a changing room?
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
The thought of being caught will send your senses into overdrive.
Yeah.
So fitting. Oh yeah, on a point of what?
please.
Let me not read it like one of our other presidents. But listen, on your next shopping trip, can you have a secret quickie in a changing room? The thought of being caught will send your senses into overdrive.
Sensation.
I think this is where now that the rabbit thing comes in, where he controls it.
Date night.
Like, this is where
the
that
egg.
Comes in.
Yeah. I mean, we're exploring. I mean, what else can we look at here finally before we wrap this thing up?
BDSM.
Umzwinki.
Can we get the cave babies out?
All right. Okay. All right.
When last were you on a swing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm zwing.
Notina says zwing ke kasa. Go. Kota lo ngati umnandi ke lo.
Ai, obvio.
Unyaka uli fiti ne.
We'll work around it. Like someone who fitness.
Right, talk to us about the sports sheet. It's the door jam six leg.
Yes.
Talk to
so
us about that.
So you put it behind the door.
Okay.
And ekhofa balance. So if you can look at the bag, this is basically
get
to say, no, we're tired of the bed. We're tired of the bed. Yeah. So, sifuna nje, like,
instead of yoga,
no,
I'm buying that.
But no, but it can carry, I think, up to 160 kilos. Eh?
Okay, wow.
So there's no fear of it.
I don't think that none of us here are 160, but it can carry up to.
Yeah, because I think more than anything, most people are actually afraid of.
Oh. I think
will it carry me?
Oh,
I see. You know, as black girls, the sea.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Conscious and stuff.
Yeah.
Guys, so when they say come in, hey, when they say come in, this is how come in looks
oh
like.
Oh, my
yeah.
gosh.
So, but yeah, how much would this go for?
This is one six.
All right.
See, this is why I say I want a
pay flex.
Pay
flex.
But this is a once off purchase.
Yeah.
What I'm saying, I mean, if it can carry up to 160 kilos, guys, and you're not using it.
Check the bag.
Yeah. You know, this is why I say
so
I want everything in the store. Like,
but also
oh
remember,
gosh,
guys, but Mamelai, well, one of this thing. Remember, we've got, again, different body types.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then other people that are shy to try different positions and whatnot. There are people who are not able bodied.
I see.
Unali people
yes.
that have got spinal issues and whatnot.
Yeah.
This can help.
Mm.
Remember that you are on a.
You are elevated.
Something
elevated. Something. Instead of doing yoga, I'm just gonna try this.
Yeah.
Something like
yeah.
that.
Try and upside down.
You know what? Listen again.
This is you, ballerina
yes.
setup.
I'm already getting ideas.
I like it.
Yes.
I really like it. And I think you know it also speaks to as we wrap up. It also speaks to. some of the other medical issues that we have. I mean, yeah. We touched on it with the other one. It's really important that these are just beyond sex toys, right?
Yeah.
These
there's
are just
more to it than just.
There's more to it. And I think I like the concept of having everybody partake in the sexual experience. Mm-hmm. So it shouldn't just be for abled people. It shouldn't just be for.
And that's why they call them toys.
Yes.
You are meant to play.
Siyadlala. Yes.
With your partner using.
Everything, all of
it. Variety, the spice of life.
Yay!
I like. Finally. What is your personal favorite, Osmata? What is your personal favorite?
Yes.
What is your personal favorite? And
Tan.
Yes. And finally, while you both think of that, you guys, as I said earlier, you guys have the giraffe view of the future, I personally think, whilst walking in here. How do you think the future in terms of sex toys, in not only South Africa, but globally? I read this week, there is a robotic, there's a robotic brothel in Japan.
Yes.
Hey, now.
So, I mean, whilst you think about that, what are your personal favorites? And also, if you look into the future, how is our future looking like in terms of sex toys? We're going to go with you.
Okay, so one... You guys, personal favorite Nepal, I have to try and taste.
No, come
on. Just talk.
Oh, yeah. so that I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
cannot be bullshitting people and saying...
Give reference.
Yeah.
There has to be referencing. So, obviously, okay, so vibrational patterns, as you said, I don't really like them that much, believe it or not.
Okay.
I don't. So something for me that's a personal favorite, ne? Is something as simple as a blindfold, believe it or not.
Okay.
Ne? Where...
The gag.
Yeah. Okay. No, like just a blindfold.
Oh, okay.
Where you don't know what's going to happen. Remember, you are with a partner, you are blinded. Ne? It means that you are letting go of... Okay.
Trust.
All
Fifty Shades of Mahal.
And
say.
You have to be trusting. That's what I'm saying. It's about trusting the partner.
True.
So they're going to do what we had possibly spoken about before, or something that I like.
Mystery.
It's a blindfold.
The anticipation of what's coming next.
We're letting go of fears.
Yeah.
Letting go of any...
And trusting your partner.
And trusting.
Yeah.
We're trusting the partner.
Yeah.
And whatnot, where if they are away, you still
be in bed.
Okay.
Machine, don't get to buy?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. Yes, and Spiva?
And what's your favorite?
Yo, can I just give you like three at the most? Three for Nyana.
Okay, good.
So for me, I'm always the advocate of Kegel balls.
Okay.
You know, Kegel exercise,
you
walk around there, like you're taking the baby to school, and you've got your Kegel balls, they're doing the things. Yeah!
Yeah.
All right.
So Kegel balls for me is like a big thing. Yeah. I'm not also into the vibrating thing. I think for me the dildos are my fave.
Okay.
And butt plugs. Mm-hmm. I've got a thing for butt plugs.
Okay.
Yeah, so yeah, I think those are my top three.
Okay.
Oh, and the wand. How can I forget the wand? The magical wand. I mean, we make magic, so
All right. And the future?
Guru, the industry has to change to be more accommodating of us. Ne? As in black people, our body types, our preferences. So the industry has to change. So this is also why we're here, to try and help influence part of the changes. Guru, something, as you can see, Guru, you previously would not typically see that is our color.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love him.
Yeah.
How gorgeous is he?
Yeah. Look at him.
No, but it speaks.
Beautiful looking penis.
It's relatable to us.
Like
the African man, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, we've got a minute.
Okay.
You know, wow.
So that's something. So changing the image, changing the look, changing the shape, right? That when you're walking through our doors in the near future, you have to be able to see ourselves more later.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
Not the white faces that you're seeing right there. Mm. So part of the change is, yes, we are here. We also sexual cater for us as well. Right. So this is the change that we're driving. So next time you must see a black person more and not white people.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Love it, love it, love it. The next time you're going to see us is definitely here, out and about in the G-Spot, Kosoweto. Come and see it. We're celebrating our 50th episode. A big thank you to you for listening. If you happen to see us on the street, do know that me, I'm Lungisi Mpela, the most handsome 31-year-old on the side of the equator.
Are you still 31?
And?
I'm still Gomisiari, still without a cool outro.
Love and light, everybody.
No long and intro. Cheers, bye.
And forever 31.
Thank you. No, actually, we're chasing the minute.
The minute.
Yeah. It's normally long.